Hello, listeners of A-Seat English. Welcome back. This is Erin.
欢迎大家收听由一席文化出品的《老外来了》。This is Anne.
Today, we are going to talk about a few more things that you might find surprising when living in the U.S. and Canada.
Yes, we're back. And there are many things that you might find surprising. 可能会让你觉得惊讶。但是在北美也有一些点跟国内其实特别像。以至于你可能会问自己 Wow, am I still in China? 我该不是出了个假国吧、
Yeah, that definitely happens. You will be surprised at how some things are so similar to the things in China as well.
Yeah, you will be surprised at how some things are similar. 有时候这些相似之处也挺让人意外的。
Yeah, for example, there are actually a lot of boba or milk tea shops in the North America.
Oh yeah, boba tea, 或者是 milk tea shops, 奶茶店 they are literally everywhere, 真的是到处都有。
Yeah, you can also say bubble tea. There are many ways to say it.
Yeah, that's true. So, Erin, do you like bubble tea?
Yeah, of course I do. Most of my friends really love bubble tea. And we even have bubble tea places in the college cafes. What about your college, Anne?
For sure, we also have bubble tea places in the cafe area. 在饮品区里奶茶真的是留学生的最爱。
Yeah, I mean, it might not taste good, but they do sell it.
Mm-hmm, I get it. Yeah, it might not taste good, 因为它可能卖的是那种看起来有点塑料的奶茶。Do you know what I mean?
Yeah, so you're talking about the milk teas that have like very artificial colors.
Mm-hmm, exactly.
They're definitely cheaper and don't taste as good as the ones in China.
Yeah, that's exactly what I'm talking about. 那种价格很便宜，然后颜色看起来比较 artificial, 感觉加了很多人工的配料。And they don't taste as good as the ones in China. 确实味道没有国内的好。
But I think as more and more Asian people go there, the quality of bubble tea shops are definitely getting an upgrade as well.
Mm-hmm, I agree. The quality of bubble tea shops, 奶茶店的 quality, 质量真的是有在升级。It's getting an upgrade. 就比如说我学校 my school used to have a really cheap bubble shop in the cafeteria. 这家奶茶店这两年就换成了一家比较高级的奶茶店。It's replaced with a really fancy Asian bubble tea shop.
Oh yeah, the fancy kind is the best.
Mm-hmm, 就是跟喜茶有点像的那种 fancy bubble tea shop. And everyone's like, finally, 终于等到这一天了。
And it's really not just the Asian people who love bubble tea. The locals love it too.
Yeah, 不仅仅是 Asians, 亚洲人 The locals, 当地人也真的超爱 I always see the locals lining up for bubble tea 排队等着取奶茶
Yeah, there is actually a bubble tea shop near my high school And me and my friends used to go after school sometimes
That's so nice
Yeah, there are a very popular spot in my town And students often go after school to hang out
对，其实本来大家想象中外国学生放学都会 hang out at the coffee shops, 在咖啡馆坐着闲聊以及 social 一下。But actually, they hang out at the bubble tea shops now.
Yeah, that's the power of bubble tea.
Yeah, that's bubble tea power.
Speaking of things to drink, let's talk about the second thing that is surprising. Did you know that the legal drinking age in the US is 21?
Right, the legal drinking age, 喝酒的法定年龄在美国是21岁。That's actually pretty late.
Yeah, because it's so late, many teens have their own fake IDs.
Oh wow, they have their fake IDs. 他们会有自己的假身份证。So, they have their own fake IDs because they cannot buy alcohol, 不能买酒精类的产品。
Yeah, not only can they not buy alcohol,They also cannot go to clubs. So, a lot of students under 21 will order fake IDs in groups to be able to drink.
Oh, so to be able to drink and go clubbing? 为了能去喝酒蹦迪，很多学生会团购假证 order fake IDs in groups. But do they work actually? 真的会管用吗？
Well, some of the fake IDs are made really poorly. as you can imagine. And a lot of people will joke about how they look exactly like they're fakes when they don't look similar at all.
Right, 的确是有些假证是 made poorly, 做得很糟糕。而且本人跟证上的照片其实是不太一样的，对吗？
Mm-hmm.
Well, if people don't look like their fake photo, will they get caught using it? 会不会有人因为照片太不像了，然后被抓到用假证呢？
I don't personally know anyone that has gotten caught yet, but I think they're not too strict with it, especially in college towns, since it is so common.
Oh, 所以其实检查 ID 的人也是 not too strict with it, 并没有很严格，可能也已经司空见惯了，尤其是在大学城里 in college towns, it's just too common. Yeah, so personally, I have an interesting story about the drinking age. 在加拿大的 BC 省喝酒的法定年龄其实是19岁。So the drinking age is different in Canada.
Oh, wow, I can't believe the Canadians start drinking earlier than Americans.
I know, right? 当时我是在美国转机 I was transferring at an airport in the United States. And then I saw a bar, 一个吧台。当时我是刚满20岁然后正好是喜欢装酷的那个年纪。So I tried to play it cool, and then I sat down, and I ordered a drink. 然后我坐下来点了一杯。这个时候还觉得自己就是蛮酷的 as you can imagine.And then the bartender checked my ID and told me that I was underage. 调酒师 bartender 告诉我你还不够年龄。
Oh no, you were underage, but you just didn't know that, right?
Yeah, yeah, exactly. 当时我一个劲儿跟他解释 like, I tried to tell him I'm not underage. I'm 20 years old already. And that's when the bartender said, Hey ma'am, in the US, you can't drink until you're 21.
That's when you realized you're not in Canada.
Yeah, 我这才反应过来 I just realized it and I felt so embarrassed. 当时整个人特别尴尬然后旁边的人还开始爆笑 There were two people sitting beside me and they just started laughing so hard. So I just got up and ran. 我当时直接撒腿就跑
Oh no, they must have thought it was so funny.
Yeah, and looking back, it was just a funny story.
Okay, so this last one is also kind of funny, and I feel a bit called out.
Oh, 这一条让你觉得 called out, 好像被点名了。What is it?
A lot of Americans are not afraid of the cold. They will wear shorts and t-shirts in the winter time.
Oh, 很多美国人是不畏严寒 not afraid of the cold. 大冬天穿短裤短袖直接出门。And definitely this one is for Canadians as well.
Yeah, for me, I love wearing skirts. So I have many pictures of me wearing a skirt when out while it is below freezing.
Below freezing, 这个是指零下的温度吗?
Yeah, when it's below 0 degrees Celsius.
Oh, wow. Wearing a skirt when it's below freezing. Aaron, you're so brave. I respect you. 哎，太敬佩你了。
A lot of Americans will make jokes about people who do that though, as they might say they are going to have grandma's knees at a young age due to the constant exposure to cold.
Grandma's knees, 这个形容还挺形象的。那看来老外其实也有这个养生的意识。The constant exposure to cold, 经常暴露在冷空气里面, will make you have grandma's knees at a young age. 会让你年纪轻轻膝盖就有问题了。What do you think, Aaron?
Honestly, for me, I just think sometimes beauty is worth the price.
I get it, girl. Beauty is worth the price. 为了美，这个代价也值。Well said.那我们今天的节目就做到这里。如果这期节目对你有帮助的话，欢迎给我们的节目点赞、留言。
Yeah, your support helps us reach more people and create more content. Don't forget to like, subscribe, and comment.
Thank you for listening. This is Anne. See you next time.
This is Aaron. See you next time.
Bye.
Bye. I tried to keep my girl around.